Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Raised on rock and roll.
The Suburbs community. This is Liam from Dublin with my main new music picks. Before I get to my picks, I'd just like to call out the mighty All Whites, New Zealand's national football team, for a really great performance against Iran in the first game of the World Cup. They took a lot of pressure from Iran and our goals were excellent, so good job guys. And let's see what the next games against Egypt and Belgium bring. Anyway, on to new music. My first pick is going to be Eyes Closed by New Zealand artist Fables from their album Change is a Slow Moving Beast. This is the first Fables record, Fables being the moniker that Jesse Bailey is recording music under. The album's kind of an indie folk record with and some Americana grit to it as well. Although I wouldn't say that the album's a home run, it's a bit tame for my liking. I'd like a bit more grit, a bit more energy, maybe even a bit more harshness to the sound to bring it to life. But this song, Eyes Closed, is a real standout. It's got a kind of 60s Laurel Canyon vibe to it as well. It's very cool. Anyway, this is Eyes Closed by Fables. Irish Goodbye by Irish rap group Kneecap from their album Fenian. People are probably aware of this band from the storm that they've been facing over the last couple of years, calling out the genocide in Gaza. Their last album, Fine Art, was kind of jokey and a more fun record. This one's definitely a more serious record, and sonically they've really upped their game here. I've seen some interviews and producer Dan Carey has been credited for this change in their sound. He's also previously worked with artists like Fontaine's DC and Wet Leg. Along with the more sophisticated sound, the lyrics are definitely no slouch either. They tackle some pretty serious subjects. Like the song Carnival deals with Mochara's terrorism court case brought on by the UK government. And Palestine deals with the subject that got them in so much trouble. The song I'm picking, Irish Goodbye, deals with Mogulai Bap's grief due to the suicide of his mother. For those who don't know, an Irish goodbye is when you're out at a pub and you leave without telling anyone. I'm actually quite a fan of the Irish goodbye. Sometimes saying goodbye to everyone just takes ages. This obviously deals with the situation when someone leaves and you don't get the chance to say goodbye. It's mostly in Irish with English thrown in and has a really great refrain from Kay Tempest as well. definitely a different feel to the rest of the songs on the album, and is a really poignant way to finish the record out. Anyway, with that, I hope everyone is doing well, staying safe, watching some football, and rocking the suburbs wherever you are.
Good evening, Jim, Patrick, interns, and fellow Rockin' the Suburbs listeners. This is Sonny Varney from Franklin Park, Illinois, and these are my picks for May New Music. First up is Armani Burnham. He is a 20-year-old blues rock guitarist based out of Connecticut. He's of Ethiopian descent. His debut album is called Roots and Wings, and the song I like for you to play is called The Last Thing I Remember.
For my
second pick is the band The Karma Effect. They are from the UK. Their latest album is called Cruel Intentions. On their bio, it says this band is for fans of the Black Crowes, Bad Company, Aerosmith, among others. So that kind of describes their sound. It's like classic rock mixed with modern hard rock. And the song I like for you to play is called Raised on Rock and Roll. Honorable mention pick is the band Spell out of Vancouver. Their latest album is called Wretched Heart. I describe their sound as, a mix of New Album, Goth, and sometimes their sound that sounds like a little bit like the early Ghosts. So it kind of sounds like that. And the song I like for play is called Take Your Life. In closing, as always, Jim Patrick, interns, thanks for everything you do. Keep rocking the Suburbs and listen to Suburbs Rock Radio. And until next month, goodbye for now.
Take my life.
I'm actually quite a fan of the Irish goodbye.